We've got NRL news. So north of the border, Big Tino Faasuamalawi has re-signed with the Titans.
Great stuff.
4-year extension. So it's going to keep him at the club till 2026. So he just come to the club. He signed a 2-year deal. So obviously once November 1 hit, he was up for free agency for 2023. So Pete Bedell reporting 4-year extension at $3.3 million. So what, 8.825 per season? Yeah. Thoughts, gents?
Worth it.
Yeah, and they had to, because if Finchie was talking about earlier, the Dolphins are just out there. They're looking for someone like that, and he's shown. He came from Melbourne. You know, he had all the wraps on him, and he aimed up in Origin. Remember when we took on Payne Haas? But last year, he was their best player.
Of course he was.
He was their best player, doing everything, playing in the middle, playing on an edge.
Well, making the finals, there's no doubt his mentality, the way he leads, his standards. One thing we seem to do a lot is make decisions and without identifying the negatives of certain things or things that... Well, and one thing about bringing a 17th team in is the inflation. You know, now, look at the money for players has gone again up. It's gone up again. How early teams are signing players. You know, there's been a truckload of people announced signings this year. They've still got a year to go on their current team. And the length of time. He got offered a 5- and 6-year deal at the Dolphins, Tino. Fantastic for the Titans that they've kept in there, and he's a terrific player.
So he was their Paul Broughton medalist. There's a couple of quotes here from Justin Holbrook. Tino is not just a great player, he's a great person. He's a hardest working player who sets very high standards for himself and is always doing extras after training to improve his game.